We're joined by Danny West of HawkSports.com. Danny, first off, a weather report from Northwest Arkansas.
It's cold right now. It's I think it's still sleeting, maybe a little mix of freezing rain. The snow hasn't started yet, but from what I understand, it's not too far away. But it's definitely going to be freezing up here this weekend.
And driving is treacherous right now.
Yeah. I was just told about 30 minutes ago that 540, Interstate 540, is pretty rough right now, especially bridges and overpasses. A lot of cars in the ditch already, so I'm sure it'll be even worse by tonight when people start getting off work that didn't leave work early today.
I guess it's kind of hard for the University of Arkansas and the football program to have a big recruiting week, and I know that's why they shifted some of their recruits that were expected to make officials this weekend to next weekend, but they are still having some official visitors this weekend.
Yeah, they are. I believe they started out with 9 guys that were supposed to be here this weekend. 5 of those have canceled or rescheduled, I should say. The good news is 4 of those guys are already committed to you. So, you can bring them back in anytime. One of them is actually committed to another SEC school, but he's trying to reschedule. And hopefully the weather will be better next week and on into January for some of these kids to get up here. But I'll just jump right into it. The 4 we're looking at right now, the big one, 4-star safety C.J. Hampton. He's an Ole Miss commit. I understand Arkansas, I think, kind of wanted to keep him off the radar until he got here, just to make sure they got him on campus and got a shot to show him around. But he arrived this morning at around 11:30, I want to say. So he made it here. Big-time kid. He had Nick Saban in his living room last night. That should tell you all you need to know about his talents. But I can't really tell you how interested he is in Arkansas. I know he came on a visit. I believe this is his last official visit, so he's got to have some interest. But, boy, when you're going up against Ole Miss, where he's already committed, and of course Alabama and some of these other schools, it's the odds are pretty well stacked, but at least you've got him on campus. There's also another kid. He's committed elsewhere. We're going to hold off on his name right now until he gets here, but he's another talented kid from a southern state. He plays on the offensive side of the ball, just trying to give as much as I can about the kid, but he's a good player. And then you've got Brian Wallace and Armon Watts, a pair of teammates from St. Louis. Obviously, Watts is already committed to you, and Wallace is one of the top offensive linemen in the country. So they're going to try to get him. I know Armon is really working on Brian and has been ever since he committed to Arkansas, so we'll see what happens there. But that would be a huge commitment to get Brian Wallace. And I think right now Arkansas feels good about where they stand with him.
Danny, how, I guess, common is it for kids that have committed somewhere else to still take an official visit to certain schools, and do some schools back off of that, or how does that work? When a kid's already committed somewhere else, do they still have that invite to have an official visit? If it's maybe a 5-star or 4-star, you might do it, but does it, maybe if a 3-star did it, you wouldn't let them come to your campus?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit to that. I'll give you a perfect example of that. Like C.J. Hampton, an Ole Miss commit, they snuck around and got him to agree to come up here this weekend. Whereas Arkansas's commit, Jared Cornelius, tweeted out this morning that he's going to go take an official to TCU this weekend. Well, now that's not the case. I have a feeling he was probably told, not so fast, my friend. You're not going to be able to do that. So he will no longer be visiting TCU. But to your point, it happens a lot. I hate to say it, but the kid gets 5 official visits. In my opinion, I think he should probably take as many as he wants to take, whether he's committed somewhere or not. I don't think it necessarily means that he's still not, firm to a school. But, it's a free trip. You get to go see something, whether you're interested in it or not. It's all paid for. And who knows, maybe if C.J. Hampton gets up here and finds out he's more interested in Arkansas than he originally thought. He's obviously got a pretty good chance of getting some early playing time if he were to choose Arkansas. So, at least you're in the mix for it.
Let's go to Corn Dog. Corn Dog, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, guys. Danny, I wanted to get a little bit – I hadn't heard you talk a whole lot about the kid. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name, but the Denmark
– Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, how did we get him, and is there something there that we're going to be able to use in the future as far as contact, or how helpful is that going to be to down the road to get some other guys like that may be out of the country?
Absolutely, absolutely. Very good question.
Thanks, Corn Dog.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yawda Froholt is a guy we've talked about on here. He's a 2015 four-star defensive lineman. He committed to Arkansas on Monday. And I can't tell you guys how big this commitment was for Arkansas. This kid had offers from Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, Florida State, you name it. This was an absolutely huge commitment, one of Bielma's biggest so far since he's been here. I'm not sure people realize how big it is. But Yalda is a kid that, you know, he's from Denmark. He actually played at Warren High School in Ohio last year. He really blew up, got a lot of offers. He decided to go back to Denmark for his junior year, and then next year as a senior, he will be back in the States to play his senior year. As far as how Arkansas got him, it was just a personal relationship type thing. They put in a lot of time with this kid. His parents love Arkansas, love the coaching staff. And, you know, for a lot of kids that I want to make sure I say this the right way. A lot of kids here in the States, they keep up with, you know, Alabama's always number one, Auburn's up there. You know, they look at all the powerhouse programs. Well, you get a kid from Denmark who may have not always kept up with those type of things. I mean, maybe he looks at it a little differently and says, what's the best place for me as far as, you know, coaching staff, relationships, stuff like that. So I think that really benefited Arkansas and ultimately helped them land this kid.
Let's go to – never mind. Okay, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Danny, Arkansas offered 2014 linebacker out of Rogers, Zach Wary.
Yes, sir.
Talk about him a little bit.
Yes, Zach is a 6'4", 215-pound kid. And I'll take full responsibility on this. He was very much underrated, and it's our fault. You know, it's the writers in sport in Arkansas. It's all of our fault for overlooking this kid. He's very good, and we just didn't publicize this kid enough. We can't hit them all, and I'll be glad to raise my hand when we miss on a kid, and we missed on this one. He's, you know, 6'4", 215. He came to Arkansas's camp, ran a 4.45. He's got a broad jump, personal best of 10.2. I mean, just a very, very good athlete. He's been highly productive for Rogers up there. He's got offers from Air Force, Arkansas State, and maybe a couple others, and Arkansas ultimately decided to just go ahead and offer him. He's got Auburn and Oklahoma State coming in next week, so wouldn't surprise me if they offer. Just one of those kids that went overlooked, and it appears that he's going to be a very late bloomer, but he's going to have plenty of options to choose from. He'll actually take his official at Arkansas next weekend. So, you know, most of the time you don't see Arkansas offer a kid this late in the process and then not get him. So I think you feel good about it, but then again, he's going to have some other options, it looks like. So he's definitely not a lock to Arkansas by any stretch of the word. But we'll see what happens with Wary.
Obviously, Brett Bielema and the staff hitting the road this week recruiting. What are some needs in your mind, Danny, that they need to get filled?
Well, I think you look at just the team this past year. I think you need some explosive guys on the outside at receiver. Need some more speed out there. You can always use more offensive linemen, kind of go and get some of his type of guys that you would see him get at Wisconsin. You know, you look at last year's offensive line class, Denver Kirkland, Dan Skipper, Reeve Kohler is a guy that we all forget about simply because he redshirted due to an injury. He probably would have played this year, too, if not for the injury. If you can go and match that kind of class that you got last year, I think you're doing very, very well. That's a very good class. So, and then defensively, I look at, you know, defensive tackles. You've got quite a few seniors on the roster that's going to be leaving. You got to get two or three more there. Linebacker was probably the worst I've ever seen at Arkansas this year. You've got to find some linebackers. They've got two committed, but they're a little bit undersized right now. So you got to go get a difference maker there. I mean, a guy that can come in and play as a true freshman like you saw Brooks Ellis do this year. And then in the back end, corner and safety both. I feel like I'm listing every position on the team, but, you know, when you're 3-9, I guess that's kind of the case. So they've got a lot of needs right now, but the good news is they're in on some good kids. They got quite a few good kids coming to take official visits. So it's looking promising right now that they'll finish pretty strong.
And, Danny, Trey had mentioned earlier that Ty Story was Player of the Year. Now, is it Gatorade Player of the Year in the state? And we were kind of talking about some of his strengths and weaknesses. Can you kind of tell the listeners and us, the people that haven't seen him, and I know he plays in a smaller conference where a lot of times he's probably the only Division I athlete on the field, but talk a little bit about that. And then I wanted to ask you, Rafe Peavy getting here in the spring, how much that helps? And if Rafe Peavy was to win the starting job, do you think Ty Story stays firm on his commitment to Arkansas?
Yeah, I'll start right there. I do. I think both of those guys are 100% Razorbacks. I don't think anything that happens with one will affect the other. You know, I say that. Anything can happen in recruiting, but I would not expect that. Ty Story seems really locked in right now. Going back to the Froholt kid, I feel like Ty Story had a major impact on that kid coming to Arkansas. He recruited him very hard. So as far as Ty Story, what I see in him is, you know, he's, even a year ago, he was like 15 years old, and he had a full beard coming in. He's just much more mature physically than most kids are at that age, and I think that really helped him develop earlier. Not the rocket arm that you would think of when you see a 6'3" guy, 220, something like that.
And he's young, you know, and so I get that because, you know, you said last year he's 15, so he's 16 this year. So, big upside.
Yeah, a huge upside. The arm strength will only improve. But what I love about him is he's very smart, first of all, a very football-savvy kid. And then second of all, the accuracy is just off the charts. He can put it anywhere you want it and do it consistently. So those two things, he's not the most mobile guy. He can move a little bit, you know, as far as 3A football. He can run around a little bit, but obviously that changes when you're in the SEC. He's a guy that can escape a pass rush, but don't expect him to go out there and look like number 9. But very good kid, huge upside. You nailed it right there, Matt.
Let's go to Larry in Pine Bluff. Larry, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, Danny, this is Larry from I'm a McGee High School graduate, but I wanted to ask you about David Shepherd. McGee, the kid, he's a 4'4". He's about 6 foot, 175. He's got those long muscles like McFadden and can fly. I mean, I've never seen him get caught behind, but he plays both ways, defensive back, you know, return punch. He averages like 9 yards a carry. He's probably 1,100 yards. You know, for the season, I mean, that guy's a sleeper. I mean, he's never been in a weight room. And he, you know, gained a little weight. Have y'all heard anything about him? Have y'all ever looked at him?
Can you repeat his name for me?
David Shepherd. They played Charleston the first game, and they held him probably about 70 yards, but he didn't get to touch the ball much because, you know, it was like 7-0 at the first half. And then they come back and beat us 24-7. The kid, he's got the quick feet I've ever seen. He's got those quick feet like Dickie Morton or Freddie Douglas. I don't know if you remember Freddie Douglas used to play for McGee, but, man, he's quick. And if he turns that corner, remember the Greg Pruitt used to play for Oklahoma, hello, goodbye, on his T-shirt? That's the way he was. But the kid, you know, I don't know who's looking at him. I just wonder if he's on anybody's radar.
What? I'll tell you what, I'll be completely honest with you.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, brother.
Kind of a new name for me, but I'll look into him. The thing I will say, there's a lot of kids, and I won't just say in South Arkansas, it's all across the state, I'm sure, but it seems like a lot of towns like that, McGee, Fordyce has a kid, Dollarway, they've got some kids who are right there on the verge, and, you know, Arkadelphia's got a whole bunch of them down there as well. right there on the verge, maybe, you know, didn't get the publicity that they deserve because they're in a small town. Coaches don't really travel through there a whole lot. But there's a lot of talent to be seen down there if you can just go out and find it. So I'll definitely look into that kid. I appreciate it.
Danny, I get asked quite a bit throughout the high school football season, how can I get my son noticed? What do parents need to do to get their children noticed if they believe that they might have a chance to play at the next level?
Yeah, there's always two things I tell everybody. First of all, you know, if your grades are not good enough, you have no chance. Now, you can go on to junior college, but you're really digging yourself a hole there. Go ahead and make sure your grades are no question for a head coach because he won't even look at you. Second of all, get your film. Get everything you've done on film, whether it's a camp, spring football, your season highlights, whatever it is. Make sure you're staying on top of that because that's up to you. A college coach is not going to put your film together for you, so that's up to you. You've got to do that. And then promote yourself. Get out to these camps. Get in a coach's ear. Send them emails. Get at them on Twitter. You know, that a lot of times kids will be overlooked because the coach is not just going to knock on your door and ask you if you run a 4.4. So you've got to kind of promote yourself a little bit. And then, you know, reach out to guys like me, RD, whoever it might be, and we'll try to help you any way we can.
And one thing I would say to add to that, Danny, I loved your first point. And if you're an iffy type of player, a 50-50 guy that potentially could play D1 or D2, you 100% have to get your grades in order first. Take the ACT as a sophomore. Take it as many times as you can until you pass. But and I think that gets overlooked a lot of times. Kids think, well, I'm good enough, and they don't worry about it until it's too late. So get that passed where you can be on the radar. And another thing, when you have your questionnaires and everything to fill out, and like you said, Danny, when the kids do get up to the camp, don't lie on your questionnaire. Don't say you run a 4.42 and then you get up there and you run a 4.67. That's really going to make you look
bad.
Then
they look at you crazy like,
and,
what?
Yeah, don't say you're 6'3", 245, and you get there and you're 6 foot, 220. You know, and just don't lie on there. Be real with them because they'll see that on there.
I'm with you. I could not agree more, man. I've seen it a million times, and I hate it because, as they say in football, the big eye in the sky don't lie. They're going to find out about you, whether you're, you know, 5'11", calling yourself 6 foot or whatever. They're going to look into it, and they will find out the truth. So you might as well just go with what you are.
Let's go to Scout in Lone Oak. Scout, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Y'all taking a look at Brandon Gates from Rogers Heritage?
Brandon Gates, if you're asking about Arkansas taking a look, no, I don't think so. The last time I spoke with Brandon, he seemed like he was leaning toward the Air Force Academy, which for him, I would say that's going to be a great fit if he ends up choosing Air Force. Very, very smart kid, stays in the weight room. I mean, just unbelievable build. He's only going to get bigger and stronger and faster. He's also a great kid. That's the latest I've heard on Brandon.
Yeah, he was offered by Navy, and then Navy withdrew. They ended up offering a kid that grew up just down the road from the school. And, you know, you're right, he's excellent academically, like a 4.3 GPA and a 25 on the ACT. Mm-hmm. And he's getting a lot of looks from other schools right now, but in recent conversations this past week, he's trying to do everything he can to get somebody just to give him a look at U of A.
Right. Yeah, no, he's a very hard-working kid. I think wherever he ends up, he's going to make a good football player. And, you know, to be honest with you, it wouldn't surprise me if Arkansas is looking at him as a walk-on. They've offered a couple of kids, Will Jones in the state, Josiah Weimer up here at Springdale High School. They've offered a couple of preferred walk-on spots within the last 2 weeks or so. So wouldn't surprise me if he gets a look like that.
Scout, thank you so much for the call. Danny, as always, we appreciate it, and people can find out more about recruiting around Arkansas and the program at hogsports.com.
All right, Trey, I appreciate it. Y'all be safe out there.